From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us today. This is Alan Cairns welcoming you to another Let the Bible Speak broadcast. I hope you'll stay with us as we start with our daily devotional, our thought for the day, some music, and then proceed to the preaching of the Word of God. Our daily devotional today is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 1, and the subject of steadfastness. Stand fast in the Lord. It's a remarkable fact that at several crucial junctures in Paul's letters, the practical outcome of the Christian's warfare against the world and Satan is defined as a matter of standing. In the final chapter of Ephesians, for example, Paul exhorts the Christian soldier not so much to advance into battle, but to stand. He writes, "Take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." If we were writing the passage, and using Paul's military imagery, we would most likely speak of invasion, marching, and conquest. But Paul doesn't do that. Instead, he correctly speaks of standing. The implication of the command is that the captain of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, has already done or is now doing the conquering. We have to hold the ground he has conquered for us. It's on the basis of the great conquests of Christ on behalf of his people when he died and rose again that the Christian warrior is called to stand. Christians everywhere are called to steadfastness. The world around us is changing its fashions of thought and conduct, but the child of God must stand fast. The enemy's constantly changing his methods of attack upon us, but clothed with the whole armor of God, we must remain standing. Our heart may melt with fear, but we can say with the psalmist, Psalm 56 verse 3, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." We began our Christian life by trusting the Savior's finished work. So, come what may, we must not and will not draw back. We intend by God's grace to remain steadfast, proving indeed that we are true disciples. The Lord himself, who stands fast and does not forsake his saints, has promised to preserve us, and at last to clothe us in white raiment as victors who have stood fast and have overcome. Our thought for the day is taken from David Livingstone, the great missionary to Africa. Religion is not a matter of fits, starts, and stops, but an everyday affair.
Thank you.
It's good to have you with us today, and I hope that you've been enjoying the program. I hope also that you'll take advantage of the various resources that we try to make available to you here in Let the Bible Speak. They're yours free of charge if you simply let us know that you'd like to have them. Let me highlight four of them. First, for all who need help regarding the way of salvation and the first steps of the Christian life, we have my booklet, A New Beginning. Second, for those who wish to know more about the beliefs and stand of the Free Presbyterian Church, we have the booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Then we have our Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, and finally, our monthly Let the Bible Speak tape or CD, a sort of a devotional and instructional magazine on tape or compact disc. Now here's something special. For some time, we have been studying the Law and the Ten Commandments here on Let the Bible Speak, and we're approaching the end of that series. As we do so, we're offering the book that I wrote as a result of the original messages. It's titled Chariots of God, and it's a 300-page in-depth study of the subject. If you've enjoyed the radio messages, then I'm sure you'll enjoy the book as well. While our stocks last, we're offering this book, Chariots of God, A Study of the Law of God, a book that retails for $15, we're offering it free of charge to those of you who request it. Now, if you'd like to receive any or all of these resources, you should write to us or call. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is freepres@freepres.org. And our toll-free telephone number for those who wish to call us is 866-877-LTBS. We look forward to hearing from you.
In tenderness he sought me, weary and sick with sin, and on his shoulders brought me back to his fold again. While angels in his presence sang until the courts of
God's word from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59. Let's commence reading at verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God,
and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear you. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their web shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not. There is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad in zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, unto them that turn from righteousness in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his word, for his own name's sake. Tonight we continue in our study of the law of God, and we come to the ninth of the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20 and verse 16. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. The tongue has incalculable power both for good and for evil. Its potential for good is immense. GM said, "Therewith bless we God." And to what nobler use could the tongue of man ever be put than to the praise of our God, our Creator, and our Redeemer? In all of Holy Scripture, I know of no more exhilarating scene than that which is described in the book of the Revelation, when the myriads of the redeemed surround the throne of God and of the Lamb, and they sing praises unto Him who loosed them, washed them, redeemed them, and brought them to glory. What an immense potential for good there is in the human tongue. But its potential for evil is enormous. James went on to say in the very next breath, "Therewith curse we men who are made after the similitude of God." It's significant to me that of 10 commandments in which he summarized the moral duty of man, God made reference to our use of the tongue in 2. You remember that the 3rd commandment said, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." That is emphasizing the use of our tongue, and especially in the things of God, how we direct the use of our tongue toward God. Now in the 9th commandment, we are told, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." And here, obviously, the commandment is dealing with how we employ our tongues, not so much directly to God, though that will come into the picture, but mainly how we direct it toward men. And of course, I think it would be true to say, this is true right throughout the commandments, that he who seeks to keep the commandment in the first table of the law will be best equipped to keep it in the second table of the law. That the one who is careful to use his tongue right unto God will be least likely to use it ill toward men. Now, as with all the commandments in the 10, the simple prohibition of this 9th commandment extends to a great number of sins. I would advise you once more to have a look at the larger catechism's exposition of the 9th commandment. And you will be amazed. I think they take something like 30 lines, almost every word of which, and certainly every phrase of which, has a biblical text by way of reference and proof. They take almost 30 lines to tell you what is included in this single line, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." Among other things, this calls for the preservation and the promotion of truth, and it pays very particular attention to our neighbor's good name. While that seems very old-fashioned in this self-serving day in which we live, it can never be out of date for a Christian that the good name and the reputation of our neighbor is not something of small importance to us. It is something we are commanded, as much as in us lies, to preserve, to protect, and to promote. There is in this the whole idea of standing for the truth. The prophet uses that wonderful little expression, "valiant for the truth." Seems to me sad that he had to use it as a negative. They were not valiant for the truth. But I think we could well take that for us as a summary of our duties under the 9th commandment. This is the call of God, that we be valiant for the truth. As a commandment, it denounces clearly false evidence. It denounces calling evil good and good evil, slandering, lying, backbiting, detracting from another person's reputation or deeds, tale-bearing, scoffing, reviling, deliberately twisting words, misconstruing acts or intentions, flattering, vainglorious boasting, denying the gifts of God either in another or in yourself, many such things, all included in the simple statement, the command, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Tonight I want us to look at this commandment. I've thought long and hard about it. I've had to, because the more I looked at it, the more I realized this single commandment is an exposition of much of Scripture. And to bring it all within the compass even of a long message is difficult. And when you're so short-winded as I am, it is even more difficult. So let me sum it up in a single, simple statement. That the ninth commandment obliges us to be faithful witnesses and to use our tongue for the good and not for the hurt of our neighbor. The ninth commandment obliges us to be faithful witnesses and to use our tongue for the good and not for the hurt of our neighbor. Now, the first point is very obvious, that this commandment condemns a very widespread sin. And I should say that it condemns it in all its aspects. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Now, underline the words very carefully. I'm going to start where you, I think, will not expect me to start. Most people take it that the ninth commandment simply says, thou shalt not lie. And they take it immediately in a very particular personal direction. We'll get there ultimately. But it says deliberately, thou shalt not bear false witness. In other words, this commandment was given and stated in a legal setting. And the most fundamental force of the ninth commandment is a divine safeguard of the integrity of Israel's legal system. And what it's saying is that in all matters that come before a court of law, the witnesses must tell the truth. In expounding this in Exodus 23 verse 7, the scriptures say, keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version
of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.